What is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Girl Gangs podcast. I'm Amber Pete.
I'm Alexis Adams.
For today's episode, we're going to be talking about bodybuilding on a budget, more so on the lines of food and supplementation. We're not speaking about like actual show day expenses or what it takes for the whole expense for your prep. But first of all, let's get some updates. How you doing, Alexis? You're looking good, girl. You're looking tight.
I haven't posted any like real updates other than on my story. So if you look at my story, you'll see some every now and then. I'm still taking check-ins every other day. We're still on track for the show that we're shooting for that I will tell you guys eventually. And it's good. Right now I am back to some travel nursing. So I'm in Florida right now. And that's been fun. It's sunny and I don't work today. So I might try to get a suntan.
Do it. Florida is just chef's kiss, man. The sun, just like I could live, like if I never had to be cold again, I would be perfectly content. I hate cold. So I'm so jealous. I'm like,
it's already hot. So we'll see like how warm it gets while I'm here. But
I'm like, I'm just going to come visit and just hang out in the sun while you work. How's everything? Okay, so if you caught the last episode, you guys know Alexis has a new coach. So how's everything going with the adjusting and whatnot?
Good so far. Finally dropped my plan, like dropped my food. So we've been like, so I left Nelson, started with Stefan, and the food had been like, it was more than what I was eating with Nelson, which was cool. And I was getting tighter, and like over the weeks I have still been getting tighter, but the scale hasn't, it initially dropped like 3 pounds and then it stayed there. Mm-hmm. Which was fine because then pictures were improving, but I'm like, we need to get going. Like we need, the scale has to go down at some point. Like we need to do something. We need to pull more fat off.
Yeah.
So I sent check-ins today and I politely said, I would like to pull more fat off when you say so, is how I said it. I was like, it's still your call, but I'm just letting you know. And I feel like that's appropriate. Like if it wasn't a good idea, he would have said no.
Right.
We need to keep the food here. But I definitely like have felt like I need, like, I'd like to crank it up another gear. So we dropped carbs on training day and off day diet. A little bit more on the off day, which will be exciting. And still pictures every other day. So we will see this week how it goes.
Amazing. I love it. Things are looking good. Not much going on my way. I'm excited because the Charlotte Pro Cup is next week. So I get to do a lot of stage glam. Like this is going to be a big, big show. So I'm excited about that. I've been so just like eager to just get back to work. It's not that I'm not working, but it's just stage glam is... it's just so much fun. I love it. It's so much fun. So we have that coming up. Rocking in the health phase. I am feeling a bazillion times better now. So everything is working, functioning. We're going to do a health phase for about 6 to 8 weeks, and then we will make some decisions from there. I will say I am definitely at a place where I'm like, okay, I'm so glad that I'm feeling better. I just want to ride this out. And then I'm like, okay, like let's get something moving now, because now I'm just kind of like, whew, like I'm just feeling just kind of like weighed down. You know what I mean? It's like, this is getting a little bit uncomfortable now. Let's get some things moving. I want to feel just like a little bit more, I guess, lighter, so to speak. I don't know. But
yeah.
Other than that, all is good my way. So food, 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 food. A lot of people always like to say, oh, well, I would rather just eat out because it costs the same as grocery shopping. And I get right now in this world of inflation.
Who says that?
You've never heard that? I've heard so many. I've been hearing people say that for years. And I'll say this right now with inflation the way it is. Yeah, it might be the same price depending on what you're doing. But the thing is, you're paying the price of having someone else cook your food and you don't know what's going in it. And that's always going to be way more expensive. So if you have that mindset, please cut it out. Because anytime that you are going to a restaurant, it is more riskier because it's not cooked the way that you would cook it at home.
Yeah. So it's cheaper in the sense of like if you're eating something different, mm-hmm. so that you can try it or like celebrate an occasion or whatever. That's literally the only time. Like, chicken on a salad, I promise, is not cheaper than if you do it at home. When I'm in prep and I go out to restaurants, I just bring my chicken because a salad is already like, if you get like a dinner size house salad with nothing on it, like they don't deduct the price for not putting cheese and crap. So it's like $10, not counting th like meat. Like if you get meat, one, it's probably not going to be as much as you need. And two, it's going to have oil on it. And it's going to be like a $17 salad. And y'all, that is stupid for like a salad. That's just my example. But like a clean meal is not cheaper. Promise. Promise, promise. And I think some people overthink, like, yes, you want your food to taste good, especially if you're like in a prep and your food is minimal, you want it to be good. But you can learn, one, learn to cook, because that's a skill that everyone should have. And two, it doesn't have to be fancy to taste good. Like the Kinder's seasonings are my favorite because they're a little bit pricier, but one, there's a ton in it. You don't need a lot of it. And they have a bunch of different flavors that don't have added sugar and stuff, so it's prep friendly. But not only that brand, there's a gajillion billion seasonings. So like once a week, get yourself a fun different seasoning, so then you have it stocked in the cabinet after a couple of weeks. That way each day you can have a different flavor or whatever. Cook your like when you're cooking your chicken, cook it like, let's say you get a family pack and you've got five chicken breasts, do like three of them one flavor and two of them another flavor, and then you have options for the week. So that's like that kind of got off onto a tangent of like
Oh, that's
flavor,
good.
so you're not off into a restaurant, but specifically why I thought of this topic for this pod is because I think some people, one, overthink the whole like, what's the best thing for me to be eating and what's the best supplements for me to have progress? And two, you don't like, you have to balance convenience versus what makes practical sense. Like, convenience is important, especially in our busy lives when we're trying to balance bodybuilding and like normal life stuff. But you also have to be practical, and bodybuilding is expensive. So, I have a client. She knows who she is. We had
Hey,
a chat.
girl.
Oh.
Don't know who you are, by the way. I'm just saying, hey.
Nobody knows names. But she was buying pre-diced organic chicken breast. If you guys have like shopped, and sometimes I've used that in like a time crunch, because like convenience over practicality, sometimes that's necessary and you pay more for the convenience of something. But like on a regular basis, y'all, that's expensive. They come in like 2 pound packs and they're like $13 a pack. So if you're getting enough for the week, you're spending like 50 plus dollars on just protein. And I know that I have made $30 some weeks. Get all the food that I need for the week. Now you have to like, men can't do that necessarily, but we can.
We can't.
And you have to like calculate how much protein do I need, how much vegetables, what's the cheaper vegetable, all of that. So like in her case, I was like, girlfriend, if you want organic, that's up to you. I don't buy organic every time. If you're gonna go organic, you need to go actual legit organic, or you're just paying more money for no reason, because to slap that on is very minimal requirements through the FDA to put that on a package. So like decide what organic actually means to you, but that's a different topic. But like get full chicken breasts and just trim the fat off and cut them up yourself. Especially like if you've never cut chicken breasts, it might take you a minute to figure out how you want to do it. But once you've done it once or twice, it takes 25 seconds longer than if you dump it out of the pre-diced package. So that was the solution for her situation. But I thought it would be good to go over like more expensive meats versus not, supplements that are important, supplements that like can take a back row seat if funds are tight, all that stuff. So like, Amber, you give your tips first.
Yeah. So I'll say this because this is a conversation that I had with one of my clients last week. You have to, especially when you are in a place where you are wanting to do fat loss, because I think there might actually be, I know I've heard a couple of people that follow me who aren't bodybuilders. They listen just simply because they like bodybuilding, or they're just interested in just like the whole fat loss process. So regardless if you are an athlete or not, if you're in a fat loss phase, you need to remove your emotions and your feelings from eating, okay? I know that might sound very difficult, but we're not eating to make us feel good emotionally. We're eating to fuel our body. And if you are eating for fat loss, guess what? A lot of things you don't need to have in your meals. It's just as simple as that. For this particular client, she's been struggling with a lot of bloat and distended gut, and she knows that she is lactose intolerant. And so I just told her straight up, we know this. This is going to hinder your fat loss because you're inflamed, you're bloated, there's water retention, scale is going to continue to go up. So take all the dairy out. And I even had her take out all the dairy substitutes. I said, take all of it out because we're never going to get anywhere. And sometimes you do have to get that particular when it does come to fat loss, especially if you are someone that struggles with that. Like I'm like that. Like I have a lactose sensitivity. But basically, I said all of that. Remove your emotions from it, you guys. Food is fuel. So for me, when it comes to my food, my main two places that I shop at are Costco and Aldi. Aldi is a godsend. If you're balling on a budget the way that I am, oh my God. Aldi, I'll get my produce from there. I'll get my, they have rice cakes. Like literally, they have everything that bodybuilders need at a fraction of a price. Like I was there last yesterday on my way back home from my best friend's house. I wanted to do my grocery shopping before because I didn't want to come back home, but I got like my onions, my sweet potatoes, my rice cakes. I got my chicken breasts, avocados. I got my green beans, my salads, like all of my things from there. And my bill was $46. $46. And that was all of my food for the week. So,
Yeah. So one thing to know with Aldi, and one thing to know in general, you don't need the name brand of everything.
no.
I would agree that the name brand of some things is important.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the off-brand Rice Krispies. They
Oh.
taste burnt to me. And like, I think the same thing, because like, there's nothing to like cut. I don't know how they make a Rice Krispie into a Rice Krispie for cereal. But the off-brand has a different texture, and it's like a little puffier with air, and I don't, it just tastes different. And I think it's like cereals are cereals, and they have brands for a reason. That's like one of the like particular things. And it like Cheerios to me are the same way. And I learned this like when we were poor, because like the fake Cheerios came in the food pantry boxes.
Hello.
But like, I mean, you ate them because you ate them. But like, if I can choose now, I'm gonna pay the extra 50 cents to get the name brand. And same thing with toilet paper.
Toilet paper, yeah.
But like, oats are oats.
Oats are
And
oats.
like, nobody's, most people, most of us are not eating plain oats.
No.
So like, you're putting stevia or something in it anyway. It doesn't matter. So get the cheaper brand. Even like gluten free has cheaper versions than
Yeah.
like the Quaker or whatever. So like, be willing to get the off brand of something, especially if you're going to doctor it up. It doesn't matter as long as it's like equal macros. And then proteins in general, like, chicken is cheaper than, or in general, white fish is cheaper than like chicken. Chicken is cheaper than red meat. Of course, red meat has fat, so like it depends on your macros and stuff. But even like fishes, so like tilapia is the cheapest. It also has the least amount of nutritional value other than protein. But like mahi-mahi is great, but it's more expensive. So like, pick your options. Shrimp is great. Shrimp tastes good. It's not as cheap as like cod. So like just be conscious of what you're choosing. And same thing with vegetables. Like green beans are cheaper than asparagus, and you can still mix it up with being conscious of your budget.
Yeah, it's for sure, for sure. I think the another thing what people do, and this is just me experiencing it with my clients, and you might get this too, but they're like, "Well, what do you eat?" And I just tell them, it does not matter what I eat because I'm eating what I like. I'm eating what works best for my body. And so I think sometimes people where they struggle is they'll try to eat things that they don't necessarily like. That is a sure way to fail in your diet because you're going to be miserable. Like for me, like a lot of people don't like tilapia. I love tilapia. I get down with it. Like my lemon pepper tilapia is one of my favorite meals. I don't have any problems with it. So like if you are someone who generally just doesn't like it, that's okay. Don't eat it. You have to, at that point, you can try like a cod. See, I don't like cod. Cod to me tastes very, I don't know,
I
something
don't
with the
like it either.
texture of it. I don't like cod. Give me tilapia all day, every day, and I'm cool with it. But something else is very helpful for me is I get the majority of my protein from Costco in bulk. And that's just easier for me just simply because it's me, my mom, and Marilla. Excuse me. What I typically do is like, I kind of do like my own grocery shopping list, and then I have like what the family needs as a household. But I know the majority of the time, like, we all eat chicken. So I'm going to go to Costco to get my chicken. Like, we all eat salmon. So I can get like a bag of frozen salmon. I think it has like maybe like nine or eight pieces in it, and it's like $30. I'm like, cool, that's perfect. We're good to go there. So things of that nature. And I know sometimes some people think, well, oh, it's just me. I don't want to do that. But if you know you're going to be eating loads and loads of chicken, it might be practical for you to go to like a BJ's or a Costco or something to get your protein. Again, just depends on you. I found honestly for me that works best because I like buying everything in bulk, sticking it in the freezer, and then I'm not having to go to the grocery store so often.
Yes. And then the other thing with that, so like, yes, buying in bulk is cheaper. But be conscious of what you're doing. Don't leave all of the chicken in the fridge if you're not going to be able to eat it all this week
Yeah,
and let it, because then you're wasting money.
for sure.
And then like with supplements, you don't need every supplement under the sun, and supplements do not make your progress. Consistency makes your progress. So you can be consistent in what you use at the minimum, and you can make progress that way. Especially when I first started, I think like in Nelson's questionnaire, it was like, how much can you afford for supplements per month? And I messaged him and I was like, what do you mean? Like at the time I was taking no supplements. I would sometimes have a shake from Kenley's protein powder, like twice a week. Like I wasn't doing anything consistent, so it was a big jump. So like when you first start bodybuilding, you don't need to buy everything under the sun. And if your coach is telling you to, they probably are whacked out. They don't know what they're talking about because you don't need that. Now protein powder is a good option, and I use it now, especially on my training days, but like 4 or 5 times a week I use it. I don't use it every day. I definitely don't use it multiple times a day. Because one, whole food is more beneficial than like powdered anything, whether it's greens, whether it's protein powder. It's a good option, but it definitely shouldn't be used the majority, and it's more expensive than one portion of meat. And you can get away with no protein powder at all, especially like the deeper into prep, other than like the creamy is amazing. The deeper into prep that you get, the hungrier that you are, and the more satiating option is going to be whole food rather than like supplements. And I would say the most important supplements are your health supporting supplements. So like your multivitamin. A lot of people are deficient in vitamin D, so vitamin D3 is a good one if that's something that you suffer from, if you're constantly in the sun and you absorb it well, you don't need that. Everyone doesn't need every supplement.
And I'll
And I
say
think
this
that's.
for us brown skin melanated girls, go get you some vitamin D because our skin, like, we don't soak it in as easier. And as someone who is trying to come out of a vitamin D deficiency, please, like, trust me, it is not a fun time. So don't overlook that. Everyone should be taking it, but especially like us brown skin black girls, like please, 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 please.
Yeah, and that's something that, like, I mean, I was deficient in college and I just didn't add it in. Well, the doctor was like, you should do this. And then when I got blood work in bodybuilding, I was still deficient. I was like, oh, this is actually a thing. I probably should do it. So I take that daily.
No, I was
Fish
the same
oils are
way.
good. If you're taking PEDs, then like liver and kidney support, but really that's like a minimum. And if you are like tight on money in your bikini and wellness, PEDs can be on the back burner for a little bit because they're expensive too.
I agree with everything there. For as far as me, for like protein powder, I'm always the kind of girly. I want to eat my food. A lot of girls like to use protein shakes as a meal replacement. It's not a meal replacement. I don't look at it as a meal replacement. I'm utilizing it because I do train early in the morning a lot of the time. So sometimes I'm not quite hungry yet. So I don't want to train fasted. So that's when I will implement a shake. So that way, I'll wake up, drink my shake, wait about 45 minutes, and then I'll go train. Or at work, because sometimes if I'm busy, like I do a lot of color, and sometimes I don't have breaks in my day or long enough break to sit down and eat, so I'll throw back a shake then. But I prefer not to eat it. Something that I've been doing recently, and I think this is probably too like a little bit more an advanced thing. Like if you're just starting out, you might not need it, but having an intra while I'm working out, that's been really, really good for me, especially just like with my electrolytes. But as far as anything else, like your health supplements, your fish oil, like your milk thistle, all those things of that nature, I think that's going to be key. I believe a lot of people, when they first get into it, they focus and spend way too much time on the supplement aspect, thinking that that's going to be like this whole magical thing. And those supplements aren't going to mean anything if you aren't adapting your life to the lifestyle. So, are you getting your sleep? Are you prepping your food? Are you hitting your meals? Are you training efficiently? Those are always going to be the key components. These other things do add up to the equation, but you have to understand if you don't have all that stuff locked in first, everything else isn't gonna, it's just not going to be efficient for you.
Yeah, and the easiest way to prevent yourself from having issues is to be consistent and take care of your health so that you don't need extra health supplements and adding more to your budget. So, like, if you're consistent in your water intake and your food intake and your nutrition pre and post workout, you're going to see benefits, you're going to see progress, and you're going to have less health detriments. Same thing with, I know this is like the pot calling the kettle black, but like, not running yourself into the ground with preps and taking time off post-show to reverse properly, taking your off season, letting your body recover before you go back into another one. Doing back-to-back preps comes at a cost as well, not only to your health, but also like the amount of supplements that you may need to add in, the amount of stressors on your body, how much you're trying to like support rather than just allow recover, all of that plays a part.
And it's, I mean, absolutely, because I would like to think that, oh yeah, like I'm ready to go, let's start prep. And then it's like I get my blood work down and I'm like, why are these things like down regulated? And it's like, well, you've been dieting and going back and forth between prep and not prep for 5 years straight. So at some point your body's gonna be like, F you, I need a break. So as much as we would love, again, pot calling the kettle black, I get it, but we're telling you all this stuff because we've experienced it. And so having that moment, it just, it's just, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, it's going to make your prep more expensive.
Yeah,
Definitely more expensive.
it would be more expensive just in general.
Absolutely. Oh, because I know a lot of people love pre-workout. I'm not a pre-workout girly. I know that is like one supplement that I feel a lot of people feel like they absolutely have to have. You don't have to have it, you guys.
No, there's benefit in pre-workout and like pump supplements, but
Yes.
you can increase your pump with salt or like a pickle before you work out too. So like educating yourself on what creates like what's the outcome you're looking for, what can help you get there. Yes, these pre-made supplements can help you, but also there's like basic fundamental nutrients that can help you get there too. I like pre-workout. I'm a stim donkey. That is me. I will always be that person, but I can afford it. So if I couldn't, it wouldn't be in there. I've gone weeks where I just didn't have it, and I'm like, well.
Absolutely. See, I'm not a stim junkie, and like for me on the other end right now, my sodium, they were worried about my sodium, my electrolytes, so now I have to be more conscious. Like I keep salt in my gym bag now, so that way I can put like a little bit of salt on something. Like I'll put salt, a little bit of salt in my intro, because again, take care of yourself so that way you don't have to make your preps more expensive in the long runs. And then, like, I guess we could talk a little bit about it too. Like, first of all, I feel like the majority of y'all are new, so therefore, like, you shouldn't even be worried about like PEDs or anything like that. But I do know there are a lot of you who are also at that national, level, and it is part of it. So when it comes to that, I would just say budget. Just go ahead and have a budget and talk to your coach, and they can best direct you with that. But that is it's going to be part of it, and it can get expensive if you're not careful or pricing it out
Yeah,
properly.
and like the sport in itself is expensive.
Yes.
So I think it's important for your coach to know what your budget is. And sometimes the answer might be you can't do it right now. Like you can't, and that's just the truth. But like you can absolutely be in an improvement season for an extended period of time on minimal money. Like you can eat tuna out of a can. You can do it. You just have to also be aware of what are you willing to do and what are you not willing to do. I am more willing to pick up an extra shift so that I don't have to eat tilapia when it comes to fish time and I can eat swai or mahi mahi instead. But I like if I have to eat tilapia, I will. I've done it before. I did it for junior nationals prep and it worked. I don't want to, but like I know where my lines are. So you have to find what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do, and what's actually reasonable. Do not run up a credit card for this.
No, nope. When I'm in those types of situations, I'll do a little Amber math. How many haircuts do I have to do to afford this? Like, that's how I look at things. I'm like, how many heads do I have to touch to afford this? How many faces do I have to touch? And like, you guys, there are other things that you can do too. Like, towards the end of the year, and my life got really, really difficult, I started doing Instacart. And let me tell you, that right there was so helpful. So guess what? I'm gonna keep doing that whenever I have time, because getting an extra $100 is very, very helpful for the grocery bill or for like whatever it is that you have, like bodybuilding prep. And the thing about doing like gig jobs like that is you do them on your own time. So if you are someone who maybe is struggling or you're trying to figure out how you can afford things, I would highly look into stuff like Instacart, just simply because like my first week when I did it, I think I made like $600 the first week I did it. Granted, it was around the holiday time, but hey, an extra $600 is an extra $600. So there are ways that you can kind of, make things happen if you need to.
Yes. Y'all, this was before bodybuilding, but like it also I think comes back to, and I've had this conversation with other people, there is an advantage in having had hardship at some point. So
Yes.
like if you are trying to make things whatever your goals are, whether it's fitness or bodybuilding or like your schooling for your career or whatever, and it's struggling, I promise, even though the struggle sucks and like in the moment you're like, why is this happening to me? It comes with a purpose always. So it will benefit you in the long run, I promise. Like, I promise. The amount of struggles that I shared with you guys, there's like tenfold in the behind the scenes that you guys don't know about. And it always, in the long run, has a positive. Whether you can see it right now or you don't see it for 3 years, it will be there. So like hang on to that little glimpse that like it's coming, and what you're doing right now is going to give you an advantage later. So like that's part of the conversation that's I've had before is like I think having like the backgrounds that Amber and I have gives us a step ahead of the people who didn't struggle when they were younger, and that's not like that's not their fault, and that's not any like shots at anybody. It's just it is what it is, and like those struggles that we had then, we know how to make things work a little bit more than like someone who grew up and never really had much thrown at them until adulthood, and now they're having to learn it then, whereas like those skills are in our pocket and we know how to deploy them.
We
So
grew up uncomfortable, so like whenever
like
things
discomfort
happen, you know.
doesn't throw us for a loop as it does other people who haven't had that yet. So like it comes with a benefit and a strength later, but sometimes you have to sit in the suck, just like you do in prep.
Absolutely.
Find a
And
way to make it work, and it will work.
it will work. It will work. And sometimes, because I love what Alexis always says, don't go into bodybuild. Don't let bodybuilding put you in. We don't go into debt for bodybuilding. If you are in a place where right now, like life or just finances, like you just can't, I know that's frustrating, but guess what? It's not over. The beauty of that is try to switch your mindset. You get to keep working on your physique. So that means when it is time to prep, you will be way better. That's what I have to tell myself sometimes. It's like, I was like, oh man, like I wanted to prep right now, but I couldn't because life and then my hormones, blah, blah, blah. But keep in mind, the longer you're not on stage gives you more time to be in the gym and working on your physique. And that time, more time in the gym never hurt anybody. And I'll leave it at that.
Right. It's always going to be more. It's always, that's the sport. Like you always are finding ways to improve. So like trying to rush the process is not going to do you any benefit, because when you get off stage and you have that card in your hand, it's still what's next. You can sit and like enjoy it and like be like, oh my gosh, I finally accomplished it. But the sport is what's next. And that's the first question that someone's going to ask you when you come off stage. It's not how much did it take to get here?
No.
It's what are you going to do next? When's your pro debut? What color suit are you going to do next? Like it's always what's next. It's like sometimes, and like at some point, it is what got you here. But nobody asked me that until I was successful at the Arnold, you know? Like nobody truly was like, what's your story?
Yeah, because like no one cares about your story until they see you at the top. Because at that point, you're, and that's no
Except the people who
shade.
came with you. So,
Yes,
like,
yes.
rely on those people and make sure that you keep those people close. Don't try to bypass them, because once you don't want, like, yes, there's a lot of noise at the top, but the quiet is where you're going to feel more comfortable.
100%, 100%. That's, I mean, this is totally off topic, but that's a question that I've been getting. Like, when are you competing? What's going on? What's next? Are you going to try to go to the Olympia? And I'm like, you guys, it's like, let me catch my breath. But anywho, that's all I got. You got anything else to add for supplements, food, bodybuilding on a budget?
I don't think so.
Well, for just budgeting as far as like show things, Alexis has a lot of codes, like when it comes to just like prep things or supplements, codes for that. There's codes for suits because y'all gotta have a posing suit, heels, everything is always in the show notes. That stuff is very helpful. It supports us, but it also helps you guys out as well. So definitely take advantage of those and get your posing in with Alexis. The season is here. Everyone's getting on stage, so go ahead, work on your posing. And then stage glam, I added more dates to my schedule. So check, I have August dates. I don't know that I will be doing any stage glam in September just simply because I think I might be competing in October. So I just want to like have my month of resting. But yeah, any other dates might pop up, I'll let you guys know. But that is all. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat with you next week.
Bye, guys.